The pamphlet has been a central part of Australia's referendum process for more than 100 years. Back in the early 20th century, when the Constitution was in its infancy, referendums were commonplace. But the Labor government of the day, led by then Prime Minister Andrew Fisher, was concerned that voters kept rejecting proposed changes because they didn't know enough about the issues. So, in 1912, a new law was created, legislating the pamphlet, a way for both the yes and no camps to outline their arguments in 2,000 words or less. According to constitutional law expert Professor George Williams from the University of New South Wales, the legislation has not been updated in the decades since.
And of course, there's been a few technological advancements since 1912. Radio, television, the internet and the like. And you'd have to say the pamphlet's pretty quaint. I think we could do better today, but yet this is the only thing provided for in the law by way of the yes and no cases, and it simply has not been updated for more than a century.
$10 million of taxpayer money has been set aside to prepare, print and mail out the pamphlets to every Australian household in the weeks leading up to the referendum. The glossy documents will contain two essays, one written by federal politicians who support an Indigenous voice to Parliament and another authored by politicians who oppose the voice. Each side will form a committee to draft their case. They will then seek authorisation from other politicians in the broader yes and no camps before submitting their essays to the Australian Electoral Commission. The AEC is responsible for compiling the essays into a pamphlet and distributing the document to the Australian public. But Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers says the organisation will not make any changes to the wording.
We take no steps to fact-check those documents. Whatever we are provided by those committees will be what's distributed to the community, and that includes grammatical and spelling errors, for example, or any claims that are made. It's very important that people understand the AEC's role in this process is a postbox. We will not be altering the information that comes in. If we did so, it would open us up to claims, I think, of not being neutral in this particular case, and that's something we want to avoid.
Critics of the referendum pamphlet see this as a major flaw. When the Fisher government first introduced the document in 1912, the Attorney General at the time, William Hughes, envisaged a system where referendum arguments would be put forward in an impersonal, reasonable, and judicial way, appealing to reason rather than emotions and party sentiment. According to Professor Williams, history has shown that's not always the case.
Well, the idea was that this pamphlet would be a haven of reasonableness and rationality, but in fact it's worked out often to be the opposite. Australians need to be cautious in reading these pamphlets. In the past, they've often contained hyperbole and wild and exaggerated claims. It's not a requirement that they're truthful, and very often they've contained lies and misinformation. And it means Australians do need to be careful, but they can't guarantee that the information in these pamphlets is accurate.
Public policy think tank the Australia Institute has been lobbying Parliament to introduce truth in political advertising laws. The group formally raised concerns about the pamphlets during an inquiry investigating the machinery of the referendum process last year. Bill Brown, who heads the Australia Institute's Democracy and Accountability Program, is calling on parliamentarians to take extra measures to engender more trust in the process.
There are a few options for making sure that what Australians see is the full truth. One of them is to have the pamphlet prepared by independent experts who are required to present the case neutrally instead of in an inflammatory or provocative manner. Another is to leave the drafting of the essays still to parliamentarians, but then to have it reviewed for accuracy by an independent panel. The former approach of having materials drafted independently is used in New South Wales, a state that has a very good record for having its referendums pass.
The AEC commissioner says the organisation is rolling out a large-scale communication campaign to ensure Australians understand the arguments have not been written, fact-checked or endorsed by the Electoral Commission.
In the pamphlet itself, we will have a message to that effect so that people understand that the information coming from the yes and no case is provided by those parliamentarians and not by the AEC. I don't say any of that to be critical or to presuppose that there'll be issues with either the yes or the no case, but rather just to ensure that people understand the AEC's role.
Australians will receive the pamphlets no later than 2 weeks prior to the referendum. The material will also be translated into more than 50 languages, including roughly 20 First Nations languages. The translations will be available in both written and oral form on the AEC website and via its telephone translation service.